With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tensions remain high at sea near Iran.
Iran has effectively stopped tankers from using the Strait of Hormuz, which carries 20% of the world's oil. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. had completely destroyed 10 inactive Iranian mine-laying vessels, and there would be more to follow. A video clip was posted by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, claiming the Navy helped an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
And I can confirm that the U.S. Navy has not escorted a tanker or a vessel at this time.
The prospect of military escorts could help reduce oil and gas price pressures created by the war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says the United States has sharply cut Iran's ability to launch missiles, not to mention drones.
If the enemy can simply wait and then project power, that's problematic. And we've seen some spurts here or there, but ultimately the trend lines, if you look at the charts that we look at every day, have gone like this, down to a flat. It doesn't mean they won't be able to project. It doesn't mean they, you know, our air defenders still don't have to defend. They do. But that is strong evidence of degradation.
In addition to the 7 American soldiers who have been killed, Pentagon says some 140 troops have been wounded in the war. Russia and Ukraine making competing claims about who is gaining ground in that war as Russian strikes keep hitting Ukrainian cities and U.S.-backed talks in Turkey have been postponed. Both sides contend their troops have made very strong advancements well into and beyond enemy lines in the past 36 to 48 hours. Officials also now say casualties have been high on both fronts. This is SRN News. Oregon Democrats rejecting legislation designed to protect infants.
Ashley Sadler of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, pro-abortion lawmakers in the Oregon Senate voted against bringing a bill to the floor that would require doctors to provide the same standards of care to babies born alive during failed abortions as newborns delivered under unusual circumstances. 18 states have laws that provide such protections for babies who survive abortion, and polls indicate that most Americans support such measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights groups marking 1 year since the March 2025 massacre that devastated the Christian communities and a number of them in Syria. Over a period of days, coordinated attacks by a number of armed groups targeted civilians in towns and villages stretching for miles. Entire families were executed. This is SRN News. After coming under fire from conservative groups, religious leaders, as well as many professional athletes, the NBA scrapping plans for one team's promotion of a local so-called adult entertainment club. More from Gethin Coolbaugh.
The NBA has called off the Atlanta Hawks' plans for a night celebrating the city's Magic City Adult Entertainment Club. The league says it did so because of concerns from many across the NBA. Atlanta announced the plan last month, saying the team would pay tribute to an, quote, iconic cultural institution, end quote, with food, music, and exclusive merchandise. Luke Kornet of the Spurs spoke out against the idea of promoting a strip club and urged the parties to reconsider. The tribute had been scheduled for next Monday during a game against Orlando. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.